You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
There's a crisis of confidence in the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Vice President Harris says as President Biden, who she's replaced as the presumptive Democratic 2024 nominee, calls for Supreme Court reform. Fox's Mark Meredith reports from the White House.
The president believes justices should serve no more than 18 years at a time. He also wants a constitutional amendment to limit the kind of immunity presidents would have once they leave office. In a Washington Post op-ed today, Biden writes, quote, "What is happening now is not normal, and it undermines the public's confidence in the court's decisions, including those impacting personal freedoms."
Now today, 2 years after the Supreme Court ruling undid women's federal rights to abortion, a new law takes effect in Iowa, banning most abortions 6 weeks into a pregnancy. As Israel's war against Hamas rages in Gaza, the U.S. is conducting diplomacy, trying to avoid a full-blown conflict at the Lebanon border.
Following Saturday's missile attack by Lebanese Hezbollah against a village in Israel's Golan Heights, killing 12 children and injuring dozens of others. The missile used was determined to have been manufactured by Iran. Israel conducted limited retaliation on Lebanon Sunday, though it is promising more. The children killed were members of the Israeli Druze community, an Arab subgroup, who are Israeli citizens and serve in its military.
Fox's Evan Brown. The Senate will hold hearings tomorrow into the Trump assassination attempt, probing security lapses. And there are text messages under scrutiny.
Between local counter snipers obtained by Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, revealing that gunman Thomas Matthew Crooks was on law enforcement's radar for longer than previously reported. One of the first text messages was sent by a local counter sniper who was ending his shift about an hour and a half before the gunfire. At 4:26 p.m. he wrote, quote, "Someone followed our lead and snuck in and parked by our cars, just so you know."
Fox's CB Cotton in Butler, Pennsylvania. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey guys, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than what we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with a proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. I trust Birch Gold. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax-advantaged status. So text PROTECT to 989898. That's PROTECT to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here. Every day, News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
Did you know that 1 in 14 children experience homelessness at some point in time in their life? The Gifting Grace Project, Acadiana's homeless children's outreach, seeks to help them. Go to giftinggraceproject.com to partner with us and donate today.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, hello. Welcome, Moon Griffon Show. What a day. Great day to be with you. Monday, the best day to work week to get it all right. Whatever we did wrong last week, we'll try to make it right this week. 844-766-6607, as usual, to Matthew James. Tax Reduction Hotline, if you want to be part of the program. Opportunity to be a voice. You can always email me, Moon, at moongriffon.com. I got a lot to cover. I got some state stuff. National stuff. Start off with the Olympic ceremony. What is it that people, and by the way, we got them in this country do the same thing. What is it that people want to mock Jesus Christ and God and Christians? What is it that they're into sexual sickness? The sexual sickness. What is it? What is it about these people? We got them in the United States, too. What is it about that you want some fat drag queen to dance half naked in front of children? I'm just asking. I think it's a legitimate question. We all just look the other way and go watch the Olympics. I think the Americans should have pulled out and advertisements should have had some advertisement pull out, which I don't blame them. I mean, one of them, we were shocked. Olympic sponsor, C-Spire, pulls out ads after mockery of Last Supper. When do we stand up? When do we quit being passive about this? This is sick. And the same sick people in the media backs it up when we talk about this happening in a library. Oh, it ain't nothing. You ain't got to go if you want to go. These people are perverted to no end. This whole sexual revolution. This whole change in men can have babies and women, boys can play in women's sports and these drag queens. I mean, they're getting front page and front headlines on a worldwide scene. And I think 99.9% of the people are appalled by it myself. They don't do anything about it. This is, I mean, God have mercy. You want me to watch the Olympics? For what? Why do I want to watch the Olympics? By the way, I'm not telling you not to watch it. I'm just saying why. If you watched the opening ceremonies, you probably turned it off and said, to hell with that. Why don't the advertisers like this C-Spire? Olympic organizers' decision allowed drag queen parodies of the Last Supper during the opening ceremonies in Paris on Friday has cost them an American sponsor. It ought to cost them the American Olympics and the sponsorship. Well, Moon, hold up just a second. We worked hard. When do we take a stand then? We don't take a stand on anything anymore. C-Spire, Mississippi-based phone service company, posted a statement on Facebook and basically said, we were shocked by the mockery of the Last Supper. You know, people didn't stand up for Jesus when they took him out. We're still not standing up for him. These people are going to be punished, folks. I get it. But when do we stand up? I mean, it's a total mockery. This it's evil. It's satanic. It's happening here, too. It's happening here, too. This is sick. Why the perversion? It's not creativity. Why don't they leave Jesus alone? Why don't they leave God alone? Especially Jesus. Why don't you just leave him alone? Why don't they just go live in their life of whatever the hell you want to call it? I call it pure sinful, satanic, and all this erotic stuff. I don't care about none of that stuff. Most people don't. They're trying to make it. This is natural. Everybody's doing this. Everybody's not doing it. Most people are sick about it. But American advertisement is not going to pull out except C-Spire. I don't know who C-Spire is, but I need to get in touch with them not to advertise. Telecommunication company. Why they got to keep mocking Jesus and God? What are they fearing? I mean, their way of living is the right way. Their way of living is the way you ought to do it. I'll tell you why. They have guilt all over them. And it's just a mockery of Christ. And they're going to continue to do it. He won't be mocked in the big picture, folks. Don't worry about that. But do we have a responsibility? I'm just asking, do we? I mean, the Catholics, some of the people have commented. Of course, the Pope ain't said a word. But if it had something to do with climate change and global warming, he would. Maybe he did say something. I didn't see anything he said. Not just him. I mean, people ought to be showing this, the mockery of what's going on in the world today, and our country included, of Jesus Christ. Drag queens, for God's sakes. And when they ask, let me see this. When they ask the people who did this, the French, they went to theatrical director who put this together, same people, Hollywood, that putting elections together and COVID together and all this other stuff. Quote, there's room for everybody in Paris. Maybe it's a little chaotic, it's true, but that allows everyone to find a place for themselves. The opening ceremony would be success if everyone feels represented. Well, can I raise my hand? I believe in Jesus Christ. I don't feel like I was welcome. So since you didn't welcome me, should I watch the Olympics? Y'all ought to go see this crap. This is trash. This is what this is. It's trash. It's evil. It's hate. That's what the other side will not. They think, oh, this is how you love everybody. That's why if Jesus walked on this earth today, they'd crucify him again. And unfortunately, a lot of his people would. They would. It's a shame. This is what we've come to on the world stage and in our country. These people vote Democrat, as you know. They're Democrat voters. You know, somebody said they've already taken they got so bad of feedback, they've already took the video off YouTube. Why? You're proud of it. Show everybody what you're made of. You know, if Democrat Party was running, they'd be running with these people. They would say, hey, this is our people. This is what we're going to do to the country. This is what Kamala Harris is going to do to the country. No different. It's absolutely no different. Matter of fact, you know, they had several broadcasters that were fired. One of them was fired. Okay, Polish state broadcast on Saturday suspended a television journalist who during the Olympic game opening ceremony reacted to the performance of John Lennon's image by saying it was a vision of communism. This is exactly what it's a vision of. A total vision of what communism looked like. Kamala Harris, that group represents that as well. By the way, I didn't see anybody making fun of Islam or Muslims. Did y'all? Buddha? Anybody make fun of any of those religions? Because ours is not a religion. It's Christ. It's Christianity. It's nothing to do with religion. Go make fun of this. Why didn't they do that, I wonder? Well, they already got them on their side. That's why. It's a shame, folks. It's making it harder. I don't watch all the Olympics anyway, but there's certain things I like to watch. But it makes it hard to go watch any of it. Well, Moon, this is not the United States. This is in France. It's just soon a minute. This is in the United States as well. Matter of fact, the president of the United States' wife, she made a comment about this. You ready? President Biden's wife, Jill, spectacular. Jill Biden praises drag queen Last Supper Olympic opening ceremony as spectacular. President of the United States' wife, the one that got a brain, said spectacular on something that a lot of us are just losing our minds over. Because that's the current left that's in our country. The left overseas is no different than the one that's here. They just call it the Democrat Party. Oh, it's just the old Democrat. No, it's not. It's the same crap they push. I watched all the stuff in the libraries and the newspaper, the devil's advocate, get all upset about this. Same thing happening here. They want these drag queens, all this evil stuff to be in front of children, for God's sakes. And they did at the Olympics. half-naked drag queens dancing around children. Vote Democrat if you want that. Man, vote for Kamala Harris if you want a lot more of that. You know, so everybody can be loved. This guy gets kicked off as a journalist because he saw what he saw. I saw a lot of communism, too. But Jill Biden said, Jill Biden, not Joe, the one that can think, said, spectacular. Spectacular. Watching half-naked drag queens drive, dance around little children. Spectacular. She's as sick as the rest of them. She praised the Paragolenses opening round. It's spectacular. So, that is. So, go vote for, if you want more of this, Kamala is your person. Kamala Harris. If you want to take this country down to his knees, Kamala Harris is definitely your person. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Somebody said when they saw it, they were shocked even before it happened. Yeah, because you don't have to be, if you're just spiritual at all and understand who Christ is, and most don't, most just go to church, you can understand what they did. Instead of y'all having parties at your house for your little kids, where y'all get the big slides, why don't y'all get some drag queens over there? Come see your little 4 and 5-year-olds. Take a break. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you back. 844-766-6607. Matthew James. Business and Tax Reduction Hotline. By the way, I'm still looking. I thought I was going to get some calls or emails on the Olympic opening ceremony making fun of Muhammad and Islam. I'm just still waiting for nobody's seen that, did they? Wonder why. I saw an article too that the guy was talking about how Christians don't fight back; they just lay down and get run over. And I don't think anything's in the Bible about laying back and getting run over. I don't. But they are able to do whatever they want to do to us and to what we believe, which is not even a religion. That's what I see. And so we don't fight back. And like that Mississippi company, I wish I could get them on the air. Maybe I can. Ask them why, because I'm proud of them. I wish a bunch of United States of America companies would back out of the Olympics. Well, you're just trying to hurt everybody. You realize how hard they work? Yeah. Yeah, I realize how hard they work. Yesterday, in the Middle East, in Israel, they shot missiles or bombs into, and they killed like a dozen or so kids, Israeli kids, at a soccer deal. A bunch more of them hurt. You know, life has changes and plans. We've not went to the Olympics before. I just saw somebody send me LeBron James at a dang national event playing basketball. Walks out, the national anthem for the United States is being played. LeBron sat down. Is that what I saw? I'm just saying, it's the disrespect for our country. Yeah, we're supposed to respect everything they believe. But this sexual insanity that we're watching right now with men and women and sports and having babies and things of that nature, we got everything. God's on our side. We got all the science on our side. Just let them take it and run with it. You know, we've turned something that probably is a mental illness into it's normal, just have a sex operation. Donald Trump Jr. called it leftist insanity. Satanic Olympic opening ceremony. It is. People that do that, and I've done it too, call that out as we calling it what it really is. Why didn't they focus on Islam or Muslims? I'm just asking. Why didn't they focus there? Christians are not going to do anything, and Islam and Muslim will burn the whole thing up and blow it up. But, I mean, they didn't focus on that at all, did they? Not at all. But they always focus on us showing how evil. They don't have to focus on that other group, those other two. They're all part of the same thing. So it's sad. It's sick. It's demonic. It is demonic, folks. Call it what it is. It's evil. But this is what we're dealing with now. Remember when I told y'all many times that we went from a Christian nation to a post-Christian nation? Now we headed into the anti-Christian nation. How much more anti-Christian was that than with the Lord's Supper? It's not anything that could be more anti-Christian than that. And I told y'all, anti-Christians are going to look, I'll be a whole lot harder than post-Christian. Anti-Christian is they're going to go after you, go after everybody gets in the way. There'll be hurt and pain and suffering. And I don't want to go through that either, but we don't stand up when it's just Christian nation, and we don't stand up when it's a post-Christian nation. What makes you think we're going to stand up when it's an anti-Christian nation? People get more offended by talking to somebody about Jesus and salvation than they get offended about some half-naked man dressed like a woman and dancing in front of 5-year-olds. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I can't figure that one out. I ain't smart enough to figure that one out. Bill Edwards might could explain it to me, but he can't learn it for me. Because I don't understand that. And I'm not going to. You can't explain it to me. They can't explain it either. But here we go. Just right up in our face, right at us, right against us. Every time I see something sicker than what I saw last time, I'm not as astonished as a lot of people. It just makes me mad. You know? I wish 25 advertisements from the United States would bail out. I do. But we won't. Let's take a break. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show. Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years parts and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
What's dangerous and stupid and can cost you $25,000? Excavating without calling Louisiana One Call. So dial 811 before you dig. It's the law.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Kamala Harris, in meantime, she also said Hollywood will need to go way out of the way for the next games in L.A. in 2026 to outdo, to do better than the opening ceremony in Paris, in France. Gee whiz. Ladies running for president. You realize there will be people that will vote for Kamala Harris for president? They will. Don't have a clue what she stands for. Don't care. Got a D by the name. Don't care what they stand for, what they said, what they really going to do to this country. Don't care. Some of the dumbest voters known to mankind. I didn't say all. Some of the dumbest voters to mankind would be voting for Kamala Harris. Y'all ain't seen evil yet, but Barack's happy. Barack's happy. You can still call the shots under Kamala. Fundamentally transform the United States of America. First of all, you got to get rid of that Jesus dude. I got news for them. They tried it once, and he popped right back. On the third day, popped right back. He ain't going nowhere. This is sick. So sick. Watch the Olympics. Enjoy the Olympics. Do me a favor. Don't tell me about the Olympics. I really you know, I'm so. If you want to watch them, watch them. I'm not saying I'm not going to watch some of the Olympics. Some stuff that I like, but opening ceremony, I was not impressed. Just waiting for some of these people to pop Muhammad and the Muslims and the Islam, but they never do. And somebody said, don't sell Hollywood short. I'm not. Hollywood was big time involved in COVID, big time involved in the voting changes that we had, big time involved in these people quit voting. I know what Hollywood's capable of. We all know, and they got money. Let's go to Norman. Norman, welcome to the Moon Griffon Show. Good morning.
Moon, Norman has been about the same view that you have about this opening ceremony and all of this good stuff. But I see it as an opportunity to ask a what-if question. Some people were offended by Confederate statues. They had to go. I'm offended. I think some people are offended by the drag queen performances. Not to say if you want to be a drag queen, knock yourself out. But if I'm offended by drag queens, I should not have to have to see them or have them foist it on myself. But if I say that, I'm an enemy of society. Whereas if I say, man, you know, them Confederate statues, that's part of history. And then insert the evil word. So what if? What if one? What about the other?
It's a great question. The problem is this is being shoved down our face. We're watching it in America. Men can, boys can play and go in girls' bathroom. Men can have babies. We're killing the planet. Oh, man, all this stuff is shoved down our face every single day. You watch the news. When they were doing the drag queen craziness in our state, the media, like the devil's advocate, was making fun of us because we were against them doing that with kids. They probably enjoyed the Olympic ceremony. They probably wish they'd had some people from our libraries to egg them on. Let me tell you something. If they're going after white men, Christians, okay, people that believe in Jesus, it's all fair. You can blow them out the water. They don't care. Don't you dare talk or challenge what they're doing. I mean, come on, Norman. Who believes that men dressed up like women, half nude, ought to be dancing around children? But you know what's sad? They got parents that will bring their children to that.
Well, Moon, this exposes the fraud of DEI. I would be include my opinion. Our opinion cannot be included. So that exposes the fraud of all of that.
Yeah, the DEI. You're correct about that. It's crazy what they're doing with that stuff. And I'm just sitting here wondering why we're not fighting back on this. Most people say, that's the way we do it now, Moon. We got to just go with the flow. Go with the flow and get you. That's not good, Norman. Just think if the people that came to this country and started this country, let's just accept what we're doing over here and this country, and it's just the way it is, and it's not a better life, and we just do whatever they tell us to do, and then we would have never had a country that fought world wars and feeds the world. And now they're trying to bring us down here. If Kamala Harris becomes president, Norman, I'm going to say this out loud. We deserve, as a country, everything we're going to get done to us. Nobody believes it till it's too late, as my friend always tells me. Mom, when did you know you was in a Great Depression? We woke up one morning and there it was. And that's the kind of stuff that if you don't stop and take a look at what's happening, I mean, once it's there, then what do?
Yep.
Norman, are you ever going to accept drag queens, half-naked drag queens dancing and trying to convince kids what they're doing is normal if they're your grandkids? You're going to ever accept that? I don't have to participate. And you can do it, but I don't have to accept it.
That's my view. No, knock yourself out. Don't put it in my face.
No, that's right. If you want to do that, go. Close the door. You're always talking about going in your home. You don't want the government in your home. Good. Have your parties. Shut the windows. Close the doors. and rump all night long. Do whatever you want to do. But, man, you're coming out here in libraries, which are public places, but now we don't do it. We do it on national TV all over the world.
Well, old guy used to deal with out here in the country off of Poche Bridge. It's a sick world, and that was 50 years ago. It's a good thing he's dead now because it would kill him.
Yep. Well, I'm just telling you that some of the problem, and people get mad at me, is we people in the church who don't stand up or don't show up at church on Sunday, and that's all we do. So we, listen, somebody said, what do you want to do, burn them down? No. But by God, we can stand up at school boards. We can stand up at elections. Kamala Harris is for all this stuff, for every bit of it. But you're going to vote for her for president? I don't understand that. Anyway, it is what it is. I know.
Okay.
All right, later.
Yes, it is. Okay, boom, bye.
Yeah. It's sad. It's sick. But nobody wants to talk about it. You know? Nobody wants to challenge it. What would happen if the United States would have pulled out Olympics? See, folks, we got to send messages. That wouldn't even have been, well, what about all the people that worked their butts off? What if it was your kid? I get all that. But what happened if we'd have pulled out? We'd have sent a message to the world, we're not putting up with this. If every advertiser pulled out, they'd send a message to the world, enough of this. Because what you're watching is evil. It's wrong. It's satanic. It's wrong. There is right and wrong in this world. And what they did at the Olympics at the opening ceremony is absolutely wrong. We're watching it in our country as well. California, you can have a sex change operation at 10 and you never have to tell your parents. Come on, man. You know? It's why are they putting this in our face? Anyway, I mean, this is all about putting it in your face. Why? You want to do this, close your doors and enjoy yourself. You can enjoy yourself for a season. Mocking Christ. Never understand it. What did Jesus do to anybody? I ain't mocking Christ. I'm mocking Christians. They're so hypocritical. Yeah, we got a lot of us hypocrites around. No doubt about it. Thank God he saved us. What are you standing on? Anyway, let's take a break. 844-766-6607. Kamala Harris is for all this. Just like Jill Biden said, spectacular. Oh, that was spectacular. Both of them. Kamala Harris. Maybe we can have it right here when we host the Olympics. Maybe we can really outshine them, huh? We put everybody on the stage buck naked. You know, women with sex organs. Instead of the man, let's show all that stuff, folks. We'll be right back. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, HUDCO Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where HUDCO Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or brand new roof, HUDCO Roofing has you covered. HUDCO is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. HUDCO Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. HUDCO specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from HUDCO Roofing right now. Go to HUDCOroofing.com. That's HUDCOroofing.com. Fill out the form and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust HUDCO Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HUDCOroofing.com. With five locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on College Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
Getting quality in...
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, 844-766-6607. James, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, let's go to Don out of South Carolina. It's Izzy out of South Carolina. Don, are you really in South Carolina?
I'm in South Carolina, John.
John, okay, John, what's going on?
I just heard you said that we should all stand up for what's right. I'm going to ask you to stand up for what's right. You know who the host was when all this went down? A supposed Christian from New Orleans, Peyton Manning. It's time for you to tell Mr. Peyton Manning he's doing Satan's work. He's taking money from Satan, NBC. He should have been on the first plane home if he was really.
Well, they're not doing that, though, Don. Nobody's standing up. And not John, they're not doing that. Nobody's standing up.
I am proud of C-Spire
because they backed out. I think all of them ought to back out. But you know what? They don't call me and ask me, John. So what am I supposed to do? I'm going to call Peyton Manning. How do I get Peyton Manning's phone number, by the way? Would you give it to me?
I'll find out.
Oh, good, find it out. I'll call Peyton Manning.
I'll try to find.
I'll be glad to call him for you.
You're the man, then.
Yeah, I'll be glad to call him. I'm saying that we don't do anything, and what they did was ridiculous. But if you like that kind of stuff, that's fine. But I think this is where we are in the world right now. They didn't make fun of the Muslims or the Islam.
Post saying the exact same thing. It's time we stand up and call these people what they are. They're doing the devil's work.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something, John, and you know this as well as I do, and I think you're going to agree with me. If you don't, you're welcome to disagree. I think money blinds a lot of people in this world, and the possessions and the material possessions of this world blinds a lot of people. And that's a fact. That just blinds
then
a lot of people.
Say that.
I just said it. I know. Look, I love the Manning family, but
I don't mean you personally.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I do. I understand it, but I'm just saying we don't have enough people stand up to ever back these people back. What would it? Let me ask you a question, just because I'm curious. Before I let you go, what if today every American advertiser took every penny off the deal, or the Americans
it would fold like a cheap suit.
They what now?
It would fold like a cheap suit.
Yes, and if the Americans said one time we're not coming, it wouldn't be much of an Olympic. But see, that's the problem. I'm looking within us. I'm included. That we don't do anything, we don't change anything, and so why would we expect any change to happen?
Moon, I love you. I listen to you all the time. I have since I was a little boy when my grandparents lived in Ravel. Okay, we got to do something. Got to stand up.
Yeah, you
go to church and pray.
Let me ask you a question. You lived in Ravel. You live in South Carolina now?
My dad's from Ravel.
Okay.
I'm a Calhoun, and we're from South Carolina.
Okay, you live in Calhoun now?
No, sir. I've been to Calhoun many times.
But no, why did you move out of Louisiana? Don't tell me for a job.
Great story. My dad rode his horse Spider to the draft board in Ravel, got drafted and sent to pilot training in Ohio. Okay. That's why I was born in Ohio. My grandma's Yankee.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't move out of here. You never really came back here.
I spent my summers baling hay in Louisiana.
Yeah. If you were in Rayville, that's probably what you were doing. All right, John.
Absolutely. She'd loan me out.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. All right. God bless. Thank you so much. He mentioned Peyton Manning and him. You know, I understand. I get that. But we're so focused money, making money and all that stuff that I would think most people, and people that go to church, people that claim to be Christians, don't really care about what I just talked about. They don't care. Because they're not watching Olympics anyway. Olympics is one of those things. A lot of people watching certain events, and some don't watching much. I just thought the opening ceremony was just a flipping off anybody that believed in Christ. And I'm sure the Pope will say something if they can tie global warming around it. But they can't tie global warming around it. The Pope might not say a word. But it's there. You want to watch it, you can watch it. I'm telling anybody not to watch it. I'm just telling you that this is what happened. Paralympics drag queen torchbearer rips criticism opening ceremony. You ready? We ain't going nowhere. Yeah, they're not. They'll probably put them on the front page of every newspaper and everything, how great it was. You know, so they're not going anywhere because nobody's moving them out the way. The opening ceremony did ruffle some feathers, and I love it. Dahl wrote in Instagram stories in the morning, Monday morning. You know why? Because the Olympics are the biggest stage in the world, and us queer people have always been the audience of other people's life and achievement, and it's time that we are welcome in the space. There it is. Welcome in the space. Ain't got to worry about it. There it is, folks. I mean, they are proud to be there doing it, and apparently the TV stations are proud to put it out there, and apparently nobody really cares about what went on. Don't you feel bad for children and people that are so deprived they can't even see anything, and they can't? This is appalling. It's also evil, but I know it's the world we live in. It's the world we live in when you see something like that. I'm getting comments. There were other stuff that went on that I probably missed. Well, I missed it. I missed a lot of it because, you know, I don't really watch all that pageantry stuff anyway. And that's one of the reasons I don't. I have to go back and rewatch it. Somebody said, boy, did you see what happened? You start reading about it. I said, let me go watch this. And you're watching, you go, my God. Now, I'm not as surprised as most, but nothing surprises me. That's a shame. I've gotten to the point that I'm not as surprised anymore about what really happens with this sexual perverted revolution that we got going on in the world. I'm just not. I'm not surprised people are going to vote for Kamala Harris. I'm not. Don't have a clue what they're voting for. Don't even know what she stands for. Won't care. The media is all trying to erase her past. By the way, you know one of the tough things to pull up now? Google is trying to go silent on the Trump assassination. So when you pull up information, you might not can pull up everything you pulled up just a few weeks ago. Google hides autocomplete suggestions related to the Trump assassination attempt. You know how you go in and you put stuff in there looking for something? You put a word or two or three or four words? Google, which is all part of the left, tries to put it where it just don't pop up as easy for you. You have to go directly to find it. I've never tried it because I've read just about everything I'm going to read on it. But Google getting involved in a presidential election again. People that want to go watch and see what happened. You know, now the media has put this thing out that Trump was not hit by a bullet. And so The reason they put it out, folks, we got to understand this in this year, this thing of social media and all this way we get our news now. You put it out there, it gets a lot of hits and a lot of people go read it, and then you can find out so people start believing it. And that's why they put it out there. The left loves a lie. Then they like to tell a lie about the lie they just told. Then they got to tell another lie about the lie they told or they told about the other lie. And it becomes a big old sham, and people buy into it and they believe it. And the gullible who vote Democrat will believe anything they tell them, no matter what they tell them. All right, when we get back, we do have some state news as well, presidential stuff. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Supreme Court justices should no longer have the job for life. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's just one of the reforms President Biden is calling for, with Vice President Harris, now the presumptive Democratic nominee, saying she's 100% behind the proposals.
They include no immunity for crimes of a former president committed in office, term limits for Supreme Court justices, and that binding code of conduct for the Supreme Court. The first would require a change to the Constitution in the form of an amendment. It comes after the Supreme Court ruled that former President Donald Trump was largely immune from prosecution in his federal trial for alleged attempts to overturn the election. Biden calls it the no one is above the law amendment.
Fox's David Spund. The president will detail all that in a speech in Austin, Texas today. Well, his replacement in the 2024 race keeps raking in campaign cash.
The vice president has raised more than $200 million in the recent days.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House.
Tomorrow, Harris will be back on the road going to Georgia, a battleground state that Democrats narrowly won 4 years ago. And we'll be looking to see if she drops any hints about who she'll end up picking as her running mate, because there are several Democrats reportedly still under consideration. You got the governor of Pennsylvania. You got Arizona Senator Mark Kelly.
We just got an update from the FBI a few minutes ago on the Trump assassination attempt. The former president's agreed to be interviewed. As for the dead gunman, they're still looking for his motive, but do not believe he had co-conspirators. And he had done online searches for mass shootings and bombs and the assassination attempt on Slovakia's prime minister. Hamas has just rejected new demands by Israel's prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and a U.S. ceasefire proposal for Gaza, while Israel also considers retaliating to a Hezbollah rocket attack that killed 12 children in the Golan Heights.
The grief that Majd al-Shams is experiencing collectively right now is unimaginable. There are 12 young members of their community being buried in the aftermath of this horrific Hezbollah rocket attack.
Fox's Trey Yingst. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, summer's here and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with...
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Should you buy? Should you sell? Where do you start? Join us each Tuesday morning at 7:30 for Real Talk About Real Estate. Our industry aces, Walter Campbell and Deborah Pierce with Keller Williams, offer advice for buyers, sellers, and investors. From flipping to financing, they'll answer your questions and share tips on how to do it right. Real talk about real estate. Tuesday mornings at 7:30 on News Talk 96.5, KPEL, on air and on the app.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. It is the number to be part of the program. You can email me, moon, at moongriffon.com. By the way, just for a couple of cuckoo stories, Treasurer Secretary Yellen wants $3 trillion a year to save the planet. And we are $35 trillion in a hole. We have no money. Matter of fact, I saw where They may, because of budget problems in Washington, I saw an article there, I want to say it was in the Devil's Advocate, in panic mode, U.S. fight over the budget threatens Louisiana flood and hurricane protection project. Folks, they ain't got no money. They're broke. We're broke. We did it the wrong way. We started running up debt. You know, every country with a little sanity is all running up major debt. Every one of them doing the same thing. Why are we doing what they're doing? Anyway, the Treasury Secretary wants $3 trillion to save the planet. I'm not making this up. Americans are getting poor. Globalists are getting richer. That's what the new world. That's what the New World Order and the Green New Planet, Green New Deal is all about. It's wonderful how no one in the Biden administration can do the actual job, but they're instant experts on how to end racism through equity and save the planet by spending mind-boggling amounts of money. Treasurer's Secretary, on Saturday, that the global transition to lower carbon economy requires $3 trillion in new capital each year through 2050. 26 years of $3 trillion, what is that, almost $80 trillion? Over $80 trillion? I'm 25, be 75. Yeah. $78 trillion to spend on saving the planet. The dumbest thing I've ever heard. They said it would be the biggest economic opportunity. No, it would break us. We're watching it happen. I got another story after this one. The opportunities for people like Al Gore and people that put their money out there will make their money on the return, but we are going to go broke and starve to death. They're running the economy with all this green new crap. We got a crisis that does not exist, and the answer is we spend our money on stuff we don't need that don't work and fail. This is Janet Yellen, put there by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Okay, here's another one. Yeah, I got some doozies for you today. Let's see. We got Kevin Roberts with the Heritage Foundation on the Mar 2 walk. So here's another one that I think you will love. You ready? Remember, all these places, folks, all these places are going broke, too. They really are. The U.S. just canceled the second Gulf of Mexico offshore wind lease sale. U.S. Bureau of Ocean Energy Management has canceled the second offshore wind lease sale in the Gulf of Mexico due to the lack of competitive interests. They received 25 comments in response to the March 24th proposed sale notice, but only one company expressed interest in participating. The federal agency said it may decide to move forward with a lease sale in the future, depending on the industry's interests. It also reported that it's received an unsolicited lease request from Chicago-based energy Gulf Wind to acquire commercial wind energy leases. The first U.S. Gulf of Mexico offshore wind lease sale in 23 of August saw only one bid despite three lease areas being up for auction. Folks, nobody's bidding on this stuff. The two lease areas got no bids in the first lease sale were Galveston 1 and Galveston 2 off of Texas. Nobody's bidding on this stuff. Nobody has money to do this ignorance. Nobody. Proving my point. It's a sham. We need to stop the sham. They won't, but we need to. Just shake my head going, when are we going to stop this craziness? I mean, when? Let me give you another story. So Bel Air was left his state in great hands, right? And I'm telling you something I've been preaching for a long time, and I get my rear end handed to me every time I do. I say handed to me, people trip out. But I'm to the point I don't care about that. Facing a $15 million deficit, UNO will cut positions, lay off staff, and close building. I remember going back to the Jindal years. I know they weren't good. But Bobby Jindal tried to take UNO and SUNO and put them together, make one. Let's get rid of a lot of the bureaucracy where we can afford them. Could not even get it budged. Faced with $15 million deficit brought on by years of declining enrollment, UNO president issued a tall order to administration this spring. Cut each school's budget by 15% and slashed the athletic department by 25%. The enrollment went with, it plummeted over the past two decades with about 6,000 students enrolled last fall, down from the peak of about 17,000 in 2003. Folks, can I be blunt that nobody wants to talk about? Most every university, not all, but almost every university is in trouble in this state because we got too many of them. Who's going to go cut one, Moon, see how much trouble you get into? Yeah, I know. But it's part of why we have budget problems in the state of Louisiana. When Bell was running around throwing all his money around, I told y'all, all his money's going to go away. COVID money's going away. Federal money's going away. That's why for us, a hurricane is economic development. That's pretty sick. The federal government's been bailing everybody out all over the country, but in Louisiana especially, where over 55% of our budget is federal. And nobody wants to deal with this. So we don't deal with it, it's going to be dealt to us, and we're not going to like the consequences of it because we don't fix anything. Moon saying we got too many universities. We got way more than we need. And I'll tell you something else, we got way more than we can afford. Well, what's the answer? You got to start taking universities and making them specialize more in things and bring the number down. What does that mean for the sports teams? I don't know about the sports teams. You ask me about the universities. Everybody's going to fight for their universities. I get it. I understand tradition and everything. We can't afford it because we're not like Texas and Tennessee and Florida. Growing, booming economies, they got money for that. We don't have any money because we don't have the economy. We don't have the economy because we got the good old boy network that wants to keep this state exactly like Bel Air was put it. Bel Air was put it in the wrong direction on steroids. But, you know, old Bell flies away and he goes make his money in the Green New Deal, all the federal money. All these people that told you for all these years, oh, man, go get that federal money, go get that state money, go get it, are going to be the ones crying when it's all over. U.S. House fights over the budget threatens Louisiana's flood and hurricane protection projects. Well, you know why, folks? We sit back and worry about the federal government to keep sending us money. You think we're going to build a new bridge in Baton Rouge because Edwards and them put back $300 million or whatever they put back? If Folks, it's not a matter of budgets. It's a matter of money. Everybody wants it because they don't care where it comes from. They don't care how it's produced. They don't care if it's printed. They don't care if we're stealing it from somebody. Just give me my money. That's a piss poor attitude. That's when I had Money Bags Romero. Money Bags Romero sitting right off by my mic says, "That's the way we always do it." That's intelligent, huh? The way we always do it. What happens when we don't have any money? Y'all see the eyes of these people. They get wide open when you're talking to them face to face. This is what happens when you run up mega debt. This is what happens when you're not dealing in reality of finances and economy, because we don't want to get it right here. Try to do something with tax reform and change the way we do business. Half-ass Cameron Henry stopped that. So we're not having a constitutional convention. We're not changing anything in Louisiana. They're going to try to all do it next year. And folks, good luck with that. Because the same players that all want this money and more money and more money, all going back to the trough next year as soon as the legislature gets there. And every project, you know, has got to be done. I'm just telling you. Congress has no money. Garrett Graves, old Garrett. In this environment when Congress is sitting here fighting over everything, I want to just take a minute to reflect on this legislation. Graves said in the floor vote prior to the vote, for my home state of Louisiana, it's about the future resilience. It's about our ports and waterways. They voted on a bill that passed a Water Resource Development Act. 161 new feasibility studies for local proposed projects and permission on a dozen projects. It's a feasibility study. Why do we need any more studies ever in the history of the world in the United States or Louisiana? Troy Carter and Garrett Graves voted for House Resolution 8812, which passed 359-13. None of the other Louisiana delegation, Mike Johnson, Steve Scalise, Higgins, or Julie Letlow, showed up for the vote. There was a nothing vote. There was a nothing vote. We got it. We're voting on a study, and it's important. We got no money, folks. Going to be a lot of that going on in the next few weeks, months, and years of how much money we don't have because Congress has run up debt to no end. A lot of that's coming. Just getting you prepared for it. We'll be right back.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A, like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could? Protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases. Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. Welcome back. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. The number, if you'd like to be part of the program, it's your opportunity to be a voice. Let me share something else with you. So I'm just trying to explain to folks kind of what's happening. So UNO, $15 million deficit. Don't blame Jeff Landry. Don't blame cuts. That's what's coming. It's all on the Bill Edwards' watch. He built everything up in his state with that federal money, knowing damn good and well he'd be gone. I'm going to quote, but now that the pandemic dollars have dried up, deep cuts are coming. See, folks, everybody's been living on the COVID money. It was stupid money. Just take it. I'm just telling you, when they start, and they're going to start soon, Landry's trying to cut the colleges. Landry's trying to cut the universities. What the university ain't telling you is we need some more COVID money. The president says, my intent, I want you to follow me on this. My intent is to do what's necessary now so that we can go back to growth mode. I went from 17,000 students to 6,600. It's called exiting, people leaving the state. Nobody wants to listen to me, how right I've been on this economy and how jobs matter. Johnson said in a recent interview, adding that the state's economic health is tied to the universities. Wow. Wow. Bill Edwards didn't care about that. Bill Edwards thought federal government and COVID and hurricane and flood money was tied to the university. They didn't make them healthy by taking this one-time money and handing it to them. And the money the federal government was sending to it. State's economic health is tied to the universities. Then we better get to shutting them down because our health ain't that good. That's why we got out of migration. That's why people are leaving, because we don't have the jobs and businesses here. You know, folks, I may sound like a broken record, but how many times do you have to say this before somebody wakes the heck up? You know? How long do we wait? We had a chance to do something this year. Cameron half-assed Henry to Senate. Oh, no. We're going with the good old boy. The good old boy network will break you, make them rich and break you. That's what we've been watching. I've been watching this for 31 years almost. I'm telling y'all what's going on. When somebody like Moneybags Romero told me, that's the way we always do it, you ought to tell these people, would you please leave the state? We always do it that way, and we got the same results. A lot of these universities got a lot less students. And if it wouldn't be for dual enrollment, you would be surprised how much less they have. But we keep dumping money, more money, more. UNO's $15 million in a hole. Where are they going to get that from? They're going to go to state. Go to elected officials. See if you can pull $15 million out of something. They're also making a case for the 0.45-cent sales tax. They're making a case to keep the sales tax. This has nothing to do with the sales tax. But they're going to make a case for it, how they need to keep it so that everything don't go out of business. But I'm telling you right now, folks, the 0.45-cent sales tax, which Paula Pelosi Davis bragged about, was as dumb as the 1-cent sales tax at the time. Because we don't change anything. You know? school also would decommission the Millingburg Hall, which houses several departments, including planning of urban studies, sociology, and political science, and is riff with, maintenance issues. And some administration, including Johnson, have agreed to pay cuts. Where are they going to get the money from, folks? Watch how many universities start telling us how broke they are between now and next spring. Anybody want to take a bet on this? Whether they are or not, I don't know. I think they are. But if they are not, we got to save that $500 million. I don't want but 15 here, 10 here, 5 here. Watch how many of them start saying they're broke between now and next year so we don't get rid of the sales tax. And watch the media defend them. Go from 17,000 to 6,600. I wonder what their budget difference is. We'll be right back. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites: nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered, with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years parts and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at matthewjamestaxpros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. I'm just telling y'all what's come between now and the next year and to get rid of the 0.45. Tragedy, devastation, universities. Watch how many of them are crying. Watch how many of them are crying. But the guy right here, at least with UNO, said something that made a lot of sense. And it was that, well, you know, it's based on what our economy does. We got all this out migration. Nobody wants to do anything about it. I wonder how many universities' budgets, what they were 10 years ago and what they are today. I mean, if you had 17,000 students, your budget should be totally different with 6,600. Just wonder if it's up, down, all around. This is what amazes me about government. So when you're working in business and things ain't going right, you start doing stuff like this all the time. It never gets to play in the media. You ever, the media don't say the printing companies had to cut back today because of business. The restaurants had to cut back today because of business. You know, they don't go out there and say, you know, we need to make a case to raise taxes to help the business. They just let them go out of business. People try to do things. They start trying to get creative. Why don't we do that? Let me give you an example. Johnson said the cuts, which will happen throughout the fiscal year, will target, now watch this, inefficiencies such as redundant positions or very small classes. You got a class of six. People don't have the class. And why are we doing redundant stuff if it's not feasible to do it? But see, folks, that's government business. You know, I'm just telling you, they're going to be crying to the legislature. I want you to remember Bill Edwards. He left his state in great problem if you keep all the taxes. So in other words, if we don't do tax reform, okay, if we don't do tax reform and we don't change that in the state of Louisiana, do you realize we get to keep doing the same thing over and over again? Running people out of here, kids leaving for jobs. We get to keep doing this. Who don't want to do that? Who wants to change the blessing that we have here? You know? That's what they're going to do. They're going to end up doing nothing. Because the system is eating us up. And they don't care as long as the system goes. That's why Bill Edwards, when Bill Boy came in, he made sure the system stayed exactly like it was. He had no vision for nothing. Folks, that guy couldn't argue with me for one thing, and he's probably a lot smarter. I know what I ain't saying, but he couldn't. What will he argue he did? We can't do tax reform. We can't do tax reform. We can't do tort reform. We can't do any reform because the system's going to be hurt. The system is hurt anyway, and they're hurting us. This guy admits we got to have an economy to have universities. If your economy is not fit to handle 14 or 15 universities, you got to cut somewhere. But if you'd have listened to me for 31 years and built our economy as the number one thing, the engine that drives it, guess what? We got money for universities. We got the caboose pushing the engine uphill, and it doesn't work. We're not even moving, folks. Man, I want to win. I want to win for y'all and me. Johnson, who took the helm of UNO after John Nicklo stepped down last year, inherited the grim reality of spiraling enrollment that is challenging many urban universities across the country. Making matters worse, higher education institutions across the country have been impacted by the Department of Education's botched rollout of a new free application for federal students. I'm just telling y'all, when you look at this stuff, okay? They peaked 2003, 17,000 students. They went way down after 05 because of Hurricane Katrina. They went back up to about 12, 13,000. It's been going down ever since. How much money went down? But listen to me, we can sit here in Louisiana and blame all we want on hurricanes and everything else. You can do it. Florida got hurricanes. Texas got hurricanes. Mississippi got hurricanes. Alabama got hurricanes. They're not dealing with nothing that we're dealing with. You know? I told you this story not to pick on old UNO. Okay? I told you the story to tell you what's coming from a lot of them between now and next year as they beat back. I heard this from House members. Oh, no. The House is going to stand tight, and they're not going to put that 0.45 cent back on us. We'll see. We'll see. Louisiana Board of Regents, which oversees public higher education, said at its meeting last month that Governor Landry's administration warned of a possible $250 million revenue reduction in 25-26 fiscal year. If the state sales tax expires, well, that sent a message. We got to go. So what you do is, here's what we do in Louisiana. Bill Edwards was great at it, too. Remember, no LSU football team. Oh, LSU football going to be cut out. I thought Bill Edwards would be, I mean, they'd run him out of the world before they let LSU football die. But he said that because it's the way they win to scare everybody to death. So here we go again. We're going to have cuts, and the universities are going to panic, and they're going to start save our colleges, save our hospitals. Because we never changed the business model here. And they're part of the problem of not changing the business model. If you don't have people moving in the state and you're not a growing economy, you're going backwards. Louisiana has never wanted to grow up. We never, just like we saw last session, where Landry and them and the House was doing things and Cameron Henry and the Senate sat on their fat rear ends and did nothing to move the needle. I'm just telling you. I'm just watching what's going on. So you got other problems down there, too. Crime. You got a lot of things that stop people from flourishing down there. We don't change that either. Mark Morial was in, the former mayor of New Orleans who ran it into the ground. He was there fussing about Landry. I got that a little late in the program. He was being as ignorant as he is. By the way, do you know in 1970, New Orleans was the 17th largest city in the United States of America? Did y'all know that? 1970, 54 years ago. You know where's New Orleans now? New Orleans is now 53rd. All them numbers they showing, that affects all this. The crime, the jobs, the businesses, not just New Orleans, everywhere. But what happens is when you don't change anything, New Orleans don't want to change, it ain't going to change. The state don't want to change, it's not going to change. I'm just telling you. It's not going to change because we don't have the guts to change anything. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. All the things we could be doing. Mark Morial's in there with the Urban League talking about how bad Jeff Landry and you ain't coming change anything. Morial's one of the problems. He's been one of the problems when he got here. Now he's all up into civil rights stuff, okay? Things he don't even have to fight anymore. We all understand it now. And he's throwing Landry under the bus, but I get to that later, maybe later in the show, maybe in the third hour, maybe tomorrow. We'll see. All right, we got to take a break. Michael Lunsford will join me for a few minutes. What some of these people are doing with these at these universities and with cameras and stuff, where they're getting them from, and all that and more don't go nowhere. Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, you hear me brag about Schumacher Homes. Now's the time. Now's the time to build that custom home that you always wanted. Schumacher Model Homes to discover the ideal plan and interior design that you need. The team at Scott's ready to help provide you with a firsthand glimpse of all the possibilities of your new home. Go to SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Is building a custom home something you really feel strong about? SchumacherHomes.com. My friends at Schumacher Homes recently released the perfect French country-inspired home. The Avery floor plan is the perfect blend of both elegance and functionality. The two-story, 2,847-square-foot masterpiece by Schumacher Homes featured four beds and two-and-a-half baths. Open kitchen layout invites seamless interaction with other people as the guests come over. Visit SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Folks, I'm just telling you, you got to go visit them because they can deal your next home, and you're going to be glad you came across them. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607. We're Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Michael Lunsford joins us, head of the Citizens for Lanoue, Louisiana. Michael, what's going on?
Hey, Moon. Not a whole lot, man. We're just pulling together some research, as we always do. You know, it was about a year ago, maybe even longer, I got a tip from someone in a local subdivision here in Lafayette area that there were these spy cameras popping up in their private subdivision.
Tell me what spy cameras, what do you mean by that?
So they're recording every time your license plate on your car rolls by, they record, oh, that Moon Griffon just rolled by here. That's one of the two types of cameras. The other is the video surveillance type that you would be familiar with, where, you know, you walk into a, you know, a security center and they've got all the little cameras up and you can see what's going on outside and inside and all that. But those are the two distinct types. The one that I was getting a call on was this license plate reader camera. And why in the world do we have these showing up in this private, it's in the Saint Streets?
Wow.
No one knew where they came from. They just showed up. And so we did a little dig, and we found out University of Louisiana at Lafayette had placed them there. And so it's like, well, this is kind of bizarre. Why? This isn't on college campus. This is in a subdivision. Why in the world did they need to track the comings and goings of subdivision folks in this cul-de-sac subdivision? Why is this here? So next thing you know, we did a little more research. We did public records requests back and forth with the university. We find out that their Flock is the brand name of these cameras. And what they do, again, is they track where cars go. They do more than license plate reading. They can recognize makes and models. And if you have a ding on your side, they mark that as your car and they know it's you kind of stuff.
What is the purpose of it?
Well, that's the question, is why are they recording this information? They always send us this standard response back that they don't have to respond, or they don't have to tell us why they're doing it. They're only obligated to give us documents. Mm-hmm. So the documents we ask for the cooperative endeavor agreement to show what they're doing this for, or, you know, maybe it's got some information there. It doesn't. But what we discovered was there's a law Barry Milligan passed back in 2020 that says you're not supposed to use tax dollars, public funds, on espionage equipment created by the Chinese government, because there's a probability, in all likelihood, the Chinese are tapping into their data to find out what's in there. And especially something like this that has the comings and goings of elected officials and all kinds of other folks. You know exactly when people are home, when they're not home. You can find out if they're kind of sneaking across to have a little rendezvous here and there. So this kind of data is dangerous, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And for the Chinese to have access to this is crazy. So what we did is a cooperative endeavor agreement is supposed to have in it a clause, an affidavit, a legal document that says no foreign adversary material is used in this camera, in the digital portion of this camera. And none of them have it. And I say none of them because we started seeing these things popping up. You've seen the Youngsville Monument, we call it, which is the big, I don't know, wooden water cistern that they have in one of their roundabouts. Perched on the top of it is about 30 little cameras pointing in all kinds of different directions. Well, those are license plate readers. We did the records request on that. Sure enough, same story. It's being run by a company. It's a local company that's making. Oh man, we've seen the article we put out about
Mike. Who ordered the cameras to be placed? Who's responsible for the cameras being there? Huh?
University of Louisiana at Lafayette ordered the flock cameras for around the Lafayette area. Lafayette, the city of Lafayette or consolidated government, has their own camera system. They're using flock as well. You have Sheriff Mark Garber is using a system of his own creation. So we don't know what's in that system. Then we have the Louisiana Crime Fighters Organization, which is run by Brooks Bernard. That's the one that's going into all these small municipalities. They're in Youngsville. They're all over the place.
What is that? Okay, did you find out? First of all, you're saying we have a law, you can't do that. But did you find out the reasons for all these cameras?
Well, public safety, of course, man. We want everybody to be safe. So what we're going to do is we're going to allow the Chinese to spy on us to make us more safe. And that's the thought process.
No, it's going to go back to the Chinese. So what you're saying is one of the biggest problems in this is that these are Chinese cameras.
Correct. Well, to the best, I can't say that they're Chinese cameras. We can say that there is no affidavit in the agreement that says they're not Chinese cameras, which is what the law requires.
Oh, so you don't really know yet. Why can't you find out if, and I'm just asking, why can't you find out if they're Chinese cameras?
Well, the manufacturer is supposed to attest and certify that they're not Chinese cameras. That's the requirement, and they haven't done so. So it was in Abbeville, we've been mailing letters all over the area about, hey, these cameras that you have do not have the proper documentation that says they're not Chinese in origin. What do you plan to do about it? Let us know. Well, Abbeville canceled their contract with Louisiana Crime Fighters, and they got a refund for some $70,000. Well, the contract was for like $70,000, and they supposedly got a refund for some or all of that because the paperwork wasn't done. And rather than just fix it, say, oh, look, they're not Chinese, apparently something's happening because they revoked the contract. And we're hopeful to see some of this happening in the other municipalities who reported this.
I guess you can't go, this is kind of a, maybe it doesn't work this way. You can't drive up, find a camera, go up there and see if it say made in China.
You have to crack it open.
I know, but everything else has got made in China on it. That's why I was kind of curious.
Yeah, it might be on the inside of it. But I think the fact that we've had a few of these get canceled, these contracts have been canceled, and apparently it's making a lot of ruckus around because we're hearing about it from other municipalities now that weren't in our original search. They're asking, hey, are these legal cameras? What are we supposed to do? And so it's all in the article. You're supposed to get an affidavit from the vendor attesting that they're not from a foreign adversary, which would be more than just China. But I use China as the example because that's where most of this stuff comes from.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. The other thing is they may be pulling them out because maybe y'all have exposed that these cameras are out there because you said they were in private neighborhoods and things of that nature.
Yeah, now University of Louisiana at Lafayette hasn't done anything. In fact, they've been dark on us. We have not heard back from them at all. But some of the smaller municipalities that got sucked into this, security pipe dream, that these will make them more safe. are the ones that are canceling these contracts I've seen so far.
Wow. It's always in the name of safety. They're always trying to protect us.
I don't know what they're trying to protect us from by reading license plates, but, you know.
That's interesting because I'd be curious to know because, by the way, go back to the law, and that's what I'm curious to know about the China thing. Mm-hmm. What did the law say that was passed?
Barry Milligan, back in 2020, brought the first iteration of this. It was, I'm looking for the act number. Act 695 was in 2022, was Senate Bill 347. So it's been upgraded. Initially, it was just K-12 education. Then he expanded it to no public dollars shall be used. So that's the change. Let's see if I can find the statute number. Statute number is in 24:523C. No, I'm sorry, that is my own. That's the problem. So what happens when we discover this, that this is a misappropriation of public funds by Barry Milligan's rule? That statute that I just gave you is the attorney general shall file a civil suit to reclaim the money spent from the person who authorized the expenditure. So that's what's supposed to happen. If folks thumb their nose at this and say, we're not doing it, we're just going to keep the Chinese cameras, the attorney general has the power, and the attorney general of the state of Louisiana and the district attorney for the area have the power to claw that money back.
Yeah, I would be interested to see where they're from, no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They're supposed to put that in an affidavit along with the agreements, which they're not doing.
A lot of contracts out there, people making money. That's the other thing that worries me. All right, got to go, Michael Lunsford. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
All right, I'll take a break. All right. More to come.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.